USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court handed a huge win to the Republican Party heading into the 2022 elections. It sided with the Louisiana State Legislature to allow the state's Republican-drawn congressional map to remain in place for the midterms. A federal judge had previously ruled the Republican-drawn map violated the Voting Rights Act and ordered lawmakers to redraw the state's six congressional districts. The victory may be temporary, as the court said they will take up this case and a similar one in Alabama in the court's next term. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin flew to New York last week to meet privately with GOP mega donors in Manhattan. Off the Press reports that's a move that underscores recent hints that the Republican is considering a run for president in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to push back against illegal immigrants coming across his border.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing serious political unknowns heading into November's midterm elections. Of the 49 House lawmakers who will not run for re-election, 32 of them are Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
One Asian country is in desperate need of humanitarian help.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are reporting more than 7 million people in Bangladesh are in desperate need of shelter and emergency relief. The agency said this is the worst flooding to hit South Asia in living memory. Hundreds of thousands of homes near the Bangladesh-India border are underwater. Over 200 people in both countries have died since the floods began in April. Bangladesh is between India and Myanmar. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said there's no guarantee that the central bank can engineer a soft landing for the U.S. economy. On Wednesday, Powell said, quote, "We think that there are pathways for us to achieve the path back to 2% inflation while still retaining a strong labor market." Unquote. As Americans struggle with rising food and gas prices, Powell remained upbeat about the current health of the economy. Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.